Okay, I don't know where the tape was, but we're starting this tape now. In the Thursday night, Daf Yomi, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we're in the middle of the Gemara with Abaye and Rav Yose and Rav Papa. So Omalei Mishum Dekomapik Rabbelash and Yerson. The Raya is, the problem was, because he used the Kona used the Lash and Yerson, so if it goes even according to Chachamim, which it does, that's part of the Tanai Bezdin, so then why use the Lash and Yerson, which was something that would theoretically only be good like a Bechon and break if not for the fact you have a special Takonas Chachamim. So you see that Rebbe wanted to show that we pass from like a Bechon and break. So he used a Lashon which would only be good like a Bechon and break. And then the Gemara says, no, it would be good Yisvun Tanan. So that's that. That's the key on that is that Yisvun Tanan. Hadim Rabbi loved this in the Amri. He didn't have to go to Yisvun. Right? You know, the Bible was saying you have to go to Yisvun because the very fact that he used the words Yisvun indicates like a Bechon ben Breika, the fact that he used those words. So he says maybe Yisvun tonight. Now Abai says, well, this is the Amri. He didn't have to answer him that. Why? The Tanaim like Kosov law, there's another Tanaim Bezdin. And we say if he didn't write it explicitly, that Benin Nukvin, the Nekavis, the female daughters, Yevian Lechi Minoi. Yisyavin Yasmin Bebeis, and they can stay in my home. We're talking about after the father's dead. The Tazim and the Chosai, they get supported by the estate, and the Tilokim and Gubri until they get married. In the fifth parak, so it talks about, or fourth parak, talks about the details of this Tanaik Sibon, but they're supported by the estate. So even if he didn't write it, Chayov, Shu Tanaik Bezdin. So the Havalei B'Lozeb Matana B'Lozeb B'Yerusha. So now that we have two takonos like said in conjunction with Pashtus, one of them definitely concerned Lashon. It says the Tazman Menachasa is definitely a Lashon Matana. B'Chol Lozeb B'Yerusha B'Lozeb Matana. If it's Teich Yedei Dibur, a Filu Rabbanon Moidu that Dvarav Kayomen that we interpreted as a Lashon Matana. That's what we had yesterday, those sugyas. But if it's Bois and B'tach Dibur, then it's very plausible that everybody's moided helps.
So no right of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika.
So, yeah, and you don't have to change it to useful. Because there's a, right. Okay. Now that there is based on the idea that it was, the two takonas were promulgated simultaneously. Now the Gemara questions that. Rabbi Nachumi, Rabbi Nachumi said to Abaye, "This the Yomah." Rabbi Chananya Bar Menyumi said to Abaye, "My Debechad Beidina Iskin." Who said that the two takanos were made in conjunction one with another? That you could say it's called Lezeb Biyerusha, Lezeb Matana, Lezeb Biyerusha. Zilma Betray Beidina Iskin. Maybe Taka they know as they independently reached this conclusion that this is a worthy takana. So you have to deal with both takanas there. You have to deal with the Bzcharim Luchud, who have the rights to Ksubasman and Dichrin, and you have to write, and then this is Luchud, the female, the takana for the daughters, which is Belosha Matana, so you can't sushtel one to another. Loisal Kadai Bechabai says, yes, I could. The Tani Reisha I learned in a previous Mishnah. Zem Midrash Dorish of Elizabeth and Zion of Nechachom and Bekarim B'Yavne. Habonim Yerushu, that's one Tanai Ksuba. Habonim Yizomu, that's another Tanai Ksuba. I will make a comparison. Ma Habonim in the Yerushu, and Elacham Mises Aviyem. Habonim Yizomu, and Elacham Mises Aviyem. There's no technical obligation to give your children Mizonos after a certain age. So ironically, after he dies, there is, because of Tanai Ksuba, then he was Meshab at the estate to give meals. We make this comparison that the bonim is only Lachamisa, so the daughters is also Lachamisa, Pashtus, and therefore you see, and you don't have to be made to them when they're alive. When you're alive, when he's older. Maybe the Umasaka and the daughters get Mazonas Machai at the end. What does this mean? Mimai, Dumu will make a lot between Bidina Iskin. Takatuba they didn't, so you can't bring a raya Yisun and Yisun, it depends on them. Beidina Basra Tikun to Beidina Kama. The Gemara still has the right to assume that the second Takana kept the guidelines of the first Takana without making like an open contradiction. So therefore, the Gemara has the right, Tzuvos had the right to say, that's still correct, even if it wasn't made in conjunction with each other, the Takana. Even if it wasn't made in conjunction with one another, you can still make that tushno. Right. And the question about if we have a raya about possibly Rebbechim and Breika is ultimately going to depend on if you guys are Yisvan or Yersun. Okay. New Gemara. Amar Bidmar Shmuel. Akaisa kol mechosov liyishtoi lo yaso el apetropa. Gemara later is going to say this is a really weird halacha. Even though it's based on a svara, and you find like hundreds of umdanos, thousands of umdanos all over the shas. But the Gemara points out this is a really weird one. The Gemara is going to ask what's the case exactly, but you bequeathed. You're giving a matana. You're giving a matana leishtoi. So the din is, you don't really mean to disown all of your children and give your wife the nechosim. He made her apotropos that she can deal with the nechassim. She's in charge of the nechassim, right? They're too young to take care of money. So he made her an apotropos. But he didn't mean to give her the money. He meant to make her an apotropos, to put the money under her control. He wanted her to have kavod. He wanted them to have kavod for his wife when he's gone, which they're mechuyev to do. We'll see. So this was the umdana Chazal came up with. He said, even though you gave it to her, but you meant to make her an apotropos, really. You didn't mean to mamish disown your children and give everything to her.
He's a shchimera or it doesn't matter?
What? It's a shchimera. Pashtus is a shchimera. The Gemara is going to ask about Bari. Pshita, b'no ha-gadol, if he gave, b'no ha-gadol, all the nechassim, we say the same svara, that's for sure. Lo ason el apotropos. If he's concerned that they should be mechabed him, he's the new head of the household. He's the new head of the family. So the father wants them to be mechabedim. So ironically, that works to his disadvantage that he's not kind of the nechassim. We say he was made into an apotropos. It's a pshita b'nai agadol, you say the svara. B'nai akaton, but if it's a younger child, my. He has no chiyuv kavod, so maybe we take it at face value. Adrabu, take it at face value that it's a matana. We say he wanted to make him an apotropos. He'll get older, he'll control the money, and the guy that controls the money gets all the kavod, so he wants his young son to get the kavod. Pshita, b'noi v'acher, b'noi u'or acher, acher b'matana, b'noi apotropos. He has no reason that the acher should have this like kavod within the family, and therefore ironically it works to the guy's advantage that he has a matana. While to b'no, we say he was m'manim an apotropos because he's chayshish for his kavod and he wants to make sure he gets the proper kavod. We'll skip the parentheses. The Rashbam does skip them. Ishtoi arusa, the ishtoi agrusha, the matana. He certainly didn't want to give them a modicum of kavod, sadra, but that works to their advantage, and they have a petores matana. Yibayimu bas eitzel habonim v'isha eitzel achim v'isha eitzel b'nei habal mahu. You say that he's chayshish for the kavod of the makabel, and ironically it works to the makabel's disadvantage, because you say la'yosol apetropa. Well, do you say that in these relationships he's not holding by ensuring the giving of kavod? So you have bas eitzel habonim and isha eitzel ha'achim and isha eitzel b'nei habal. Now, Amar Bina Mishmei Derava b'kulu lo kana. We do say he meant to make him an apotropos. Levar miyishtarusu v'yishtagrusha. There, He has no reason to. I guess there it's more compelling that he certainly Taka didn't mean it. Rav Avira b'shmei de Rav Amar mechulu kani levar miisha etzel ha'achin v'isha etzel b'nei abal, where it's almost certainly he's looking for ways to ensure that they give her the proper kavod. That's Rav Avira. See, Rav Avira machlokes. Rav Avira says it's never a good svara except the Arus and Grusha, then it would be a good svara. And Rav Avira says it's always kana. Except for these classic cases where he'd be interested in our couple. Boy, Rav Babari Ha'ech. What happens if he did it as a matana, not by a shchivra? B'shchivra who denichleid the Islam mila, avu b'boriyah koyiyu, he can ensure that it's run properly, and therefore he meant to give it as a matana. Oydul b'borinam inichleid the Islam mila mehashto, he wants her to be in charge. Toshma akoyz uperes lechosuv liyishto. He let her have the schus of Achilles Paris. He has the schus of Achilles Paris. He either gave her Paris, Rashbam says, or he gave her schus to the Paris. So she's not moichel. She's not moichel the ksuba. He gave her this, it's very nice, but she still wants to maintain the claims on the ksuba. L'mechzel l'shish l'revia. Again, she does not moichel the ksuba, and she's goybitz from the rest of the field. Kozov kol b'chozov li'ishtoi, v'yotza olav shtar. Wait a second. Kozov kol b'chozov li'ishtoi, v'yotza olav shtar choy. A bal choy comes with a shtar choy, then he has a shibir on the l'chosov. Rabbi Eliezer Meir Tikra Matanosa. Shitaka loses those nechasim, but out the matana, but the tamar al ksubasa, but she has it. She's not moichel the ksuba, so she can collect it. She has the shibur of the ksuba, so she can collect it. She can even collect it from the balchayv if he takes it. Chachamim ma'amim tikra ksubasa the tamar al matanosa. That she loses the shibur nechasim mikayach the ksuba, and she. The Tamar al Matanosa,
which
she loses because it's a prior bal chayiv, then to karachas mikan and mikan. From Rabbi Yehuda Anachmi, my severe rebbe b'vasa choisi, who was kala, my daughter-in-law also. The ma'aser of chachamim b'amru tikra ksubos of Tamar al Matanosa, and then says karachas mikan and mikan. Time of the Yotzal of Shtar Choyv. That the Baal Choyv is a Baal Choyv whose Shibur is before this Matan. The Halo Yotzal of Shtar Choyv. Can you? Now, over my Yilein of Shkiv Mra, Bahamid Loyal Asar La Petropis. Ela La Bebori. And you see, you don't say La Petropis Farah by a Bori. Loyal Shkiv Mra. Rav Avira Mukula Bechulu. Meaning one of the cases where moida that she's kaina, Ravina Mukalo Bishnei Arusa Bishnei Grusha, where we say he meant to give it a matana gemura. Amar Rav Yehuda Ben Yumi Amar Rav Nachman Halacha Tikra Ksubasa the Tamar al Matanasa. And then says Kachos Mikano Mikan because of the Baal Choy. L'meimah D'Loyozu Rav Nachman Basar Umdina. This is Rav Nachman's Psak. Now here, if we would make an Umdina, we would say, why should she be Moichel the Ksuba, the Chiv Ksuba that she has? So if we say she's Moichel the Ksuba, he's not following the Umdin Das B'nai Yodah. This is like. It's a little weird because the Mechilta is an Umdana also. I mean, there's millions of Umdanas all over Shas. It's not clear what's unique, like how you magdir this umdana that Nachman doesn't follow. In fact, to say she's Michael is also an umdana. But Tanya Reshonach Benoit Umdina Sayyam. Meshama Shemez Benoit, Domit Bekozul Kamachozul Lachayri, Bachikach Bo Benoit. Matanoso Matono. Because he didn't make it tonight. Shimon ben Manasseh, Omer Eima Tumatzu Matana, Shiru Lo Yodeh Shabrei Kayim, like Sodom. He certainly wouldn't have done it. That's an Umdun Das. Domer Rav Nachman Aluch of Shimon ben Manasseh. So he follows Umdun quite fine.
So we're saying a woman would never have given up her ksuba if she knew there's a Balchol.
Yeah. Or if she anticipates there being a Balchol. So the Gemara answers, Shani Hashem, the Nicholo, that Adderab, but that there's an umdana to say why she should be Michael the Shibur. Shaniyazim, the typical Okola, the Kazvinu Nil Leil Hanan Chosin, that her husband gave it to him about Tano, so she should, it raises her stature. Maybe be able to get married easier. And he'll point him, so she's Michael the Tsuba for a little good PR. Tanan also a mission in Paya. A kozim the kozim the vana because of lishtei karka kolshu. If the tsubasa, she's Michael the shibud the nachas. She's Michael the shibud from those nachas. From the kozim the karka kolshu, if the tsubasa from everything, it's not worth the ksuba. That's the more assuming. Amrav mazakel hen al yoda. Yeah, that he was mazaket. Through her, she was zoiche in the karka for them. So that's certainly a vitter. Amar Rabbi Mazak, yeah. Ushmul Rabbi Mechalik Ofenei Avishai Sekas, that's enough. Taka, if he's Mechalik in a chasim, and there's no shia for her, he gives that all in a chasim. This will be for your ksuba. Tli kaka zubik subasech. And she gets a Bataris Piron at ksuba. Yeah. No, he said, this is it. Like a point, like, this is your ksuba, this is it. When they call it ksuba, Shamushan, that's a special group of ksuba. They did it, they balanced a lot of factors when they made various takonas for ksuba. Here, the balance is on Mikulei Ksuba Shanukan, so that men should marry women. You want to lighten the burden of the ksuba.
Okay, we have to stop. But after he promises her, he says, here, I'm only giving you this. That's since she's silent, so.
Yeah. We have to stop.
So, yeah.